John Boy.
Hello, welcome to another episode of She's a Girl. What's up, Queen?
Chilling.
How's
your day? I'm doing good. Blessed.
It's Wednesday.
Holly's favorite.
What's today, Queen?
Today is July 8th. 2020. I was gonna say July 9th, but I'm trying to get to Thursday already, baby.
Yes.
Like, come on, weekend. Even though I got to work, but that's all right.
The weekend's been hard this week, though.
It's moving slow.
It's moving slow, but it hasn't been like really. It hasn't been something that I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
It'll be the 15th next week.
Wow. Now the month is going on fast. We just
haven't had it. And Queen voice is gone over here, y'all. Mm-hmm. Her voice is about this.
I don't think I ever have a voice anymore. If I raise my voice too loud, it's over.
It's over with.
It's over. So that's what happened.
Yes, guys. How y'all doing? On Facebook and IG. I hope y'all having a beautiful day, a beautiful month, which is just the 8th day of July. But hey.
But it's going well. Hope y'all having a good week. It's Wednesday. Welcome back.
Shout out to Freedom Train Podcast, Freedom Train Network. Come on, let's get it.
So, Queen, like, as far as this week goes, because, you know, this is one of our Freestyle Wednesday shows. And, you know, when we do a Freestyle Wednesday, we kind of just want to hear what the people have to say, mm-hmm. as well as just various topics that we throw out there. Hello, viewers, listeners, thank y'all for tuning in.
First and foremost, I want to just know, and somebody typed it in the comments, how did y'all like our new picture? Like, welcome to Shelby's World.
Yes, what y'all think about the new picture, the new podcast picture?
I've seen all the comments.
We had some good comments.
Some real good comments. It was nice. It was real, real nice to see all the comments. That's a nice picture, though.
It is a good picture. I can't wait for the
personality, all of that. It was nice.
You got to see who we were, mm-hmm. in one photo. That was a dynamic photo.
Wait till we see the rest. Thanks, Tim. Tim Click.
Yes. Tim to Click on that.
Yes.
Tim to Click. Shout out Tim to Click on IG. Y'all, he did his thing. It was we had fun at the photo shoot too. It was easy to get along with our photographer because he gonna make you laugh, smile.
Look, he'll tell me if my blend ain't right when it comes down to my makeup.
Yeah,
all of that. That's why I love Tim because he is such a amazing photographer. Such an amazing needed touch. Look, holla at him.
It was good. Yeah.
Tim Bryant here on Facebook.
Right.
He does a real good job. He has you laughing. He motivates you. He tell you how to position, like everything. That's my photographer. That's who I use. So shout out to Tim.
He does a great job. And just to know that we did all that in the same place that we filmed. So y'all get that Queen. Get that Queen.
Yes, I got another one. This is what I had. Someone was there last night actually mm-hmm. taking pictures for senior pictures and just everything. You can come in. Look, we got a whole setup in there. Like, y'all got to come check it out. You can do everything. Do your pictures. You can use the whole actually building that the studio is actually in. So, y'all got to check it out and everything. Like, you know, come on.
Check it out. And again, you know, we are getting ready to start embarking on our interviews, whether they're audio or physical, but we're going to check to make sure it's still okay to be physical.
Hey, Damon, how you doing, Damon Miller? I see you. How you doing?
We want to make sure first before we bring y'all in the studio that it's okay with y'all to actually do a physical interview. But for the most part, we want to do some audio. Go ahead and get some more audio interviews set up to get y'all more active with our viewers and our mm-hmm. listeners. And
a lot of people out here that y'all need. Y'all need to know about it. It's There's some people in Tallahassee that y'all might not know about.
And it's just from Queen's Facebook page and mine. We have different followers, different friends. So we get to kind of expose each other to, you know, clientele and friends to the same, to different audience.
Yeah.
So just, you know, get at us if you want to get out and get your interview done, and get at us anytime you want to jump on the show, comment, call us at 850-524-0359 if you want to just leave comments, schedule interviews, and you want to do things anonymously. Because we work that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Queen, who's sponsoring us?
Our sponsors today is Shelby's Beach Show. Check Shelby's Beach Show out on IG, guys. She does everything from birthday parties to graduation parties to weddings. She does it all. So make sure you check out Shelby's Beach Show on IG. Our second sponsor is the Couture. Mm-hmm. They Couture Cosmetics. They Couture Wigs, Fashion Look. They Couture does everything. Lipstick. Oh. Queen got on Day Two Couture products today. So check out Day Two Couture on IG and Facebook as well. And our new sponsor, which is our Link Up organization. Yes, Link Up, bridging the gap in the community. We're doing a lot of stuff with Link Up, guys. I can't wait. We're still looking for volunteers.
Yes, if you want to volunteer, definitely get at us. You can email us at 2015linkup@gmail.com to get a volunteer application. If you got children that need community service hours, or you got your college students that need that, just, you know, send them over. They'll get their hands involved, as well as, you know, getting the experience in the college program. So send them over.
Yeah.
2015linkup@gmail.com.
Link Up, that's our third sponsor, and we just want to give a shout out to Patrick and Joe for the Freedom Frame Network that our show is actually on. So shout out to Freedom Frame Network. Check them out, guys, because it is a lot of other podcast shows out there, and they have their own shows as well that is very good. Joe and Patrick are very funny.
So
check them out, and they give great information, especially when it comes down to our community. They give, you want to know something, check out those podcast shows on Freedom Frame Radio, Freedom Frame Network.
So, as Queen stated, we do have a plethora of other podcast platforms on under freedomframeradio.com. And if you're into learning about your history, you can definitely go on there and find out about those things. You can go on and find the current events, the in-depthness of the stimulus package, things that are going on across the world that affect us in this country. They delve deep. And then you got Enigma Self, who is on there doing hip-hop and all kind of other stuff, all things hip-hop, social, all kinds of stuff, y'all. So it's wonderful that we have so many different outlets that we offer on
one big thing.
Yes. So we're going to jump into the show. We on Freestyle Wednesday, we kind of just talk about things that we've seen. If you all have some comments or anything, you can just drop them in the comments. But I'm going to start off with the fact of the day. And it says, when we cry, if the first set of tears drops from the right eye, it's happiness. When it's the left eye, it's pain.
Huh? How they know that, though? Like, that's like, mine's all rolled down at the same time.
Maybe that's because we think that, but we've never paid attention to it. So that's what I said. I said, when I saw this, I said, now watch, I'll be a crazy fool trying to a tear fall from first. Because it says, when we cry, if the first set of tears drops from the right eye, you're crying of happiness. If your tears drop first from the left eye, you're in pain. Now, when you're crying, you already know what you're crying for.
Yeah.
But what they're telling us is that our tears, directional, how they fall is, I guess that's a subset of how we cry. It's very interesting. So, yeah. Check it out. Y'all let us know. If y'all, the next time you cry, if it's even happiness here, see if that first tear comes from the right side.
You start crying, you just laughing real hard.
Yes. So maybe you're like, happy when you're laughing. So maybe it's the first set of tears from your right eye. It's an inclination of it being true that you are happy.
Hey.
Y'all let us know. If y'all do that and y'all cry before any one of us talk about it, let us know because
I'm interested.
I know I'm going to be paying attention to myself. I might even watch my children.
I'll be watching everything. I'll be watching every time somebody comes, I'll be like, so that means if you act like you sad, I'm gonna be like, if you acting like you sad, it come from that right eye, I'm gonna be like, oh, they fake it.
So this is a discovery. If you see one of your children cry, right, but they're saying they're hurt or something like that, and the first tear rolls from their right eye, it's a sign that they're happy.
You don't see.
But your emotions got to match up with those tears, right?
Yeah.
So if you're looking sad and hurt and it's up for your right eye, that means it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all pay attention to check that out. Let us know.
Kids, you know, there's all types of stuff.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. even when you squeeze the tears out your eyes, it's got to come from with some eye first.
It needs to come out my left eye so she can know that I'm really sad.
I promise you I'm going to be looking at that. That's a good one. And so this kind of goes along with it. The quote of the day says, never regret a day in your life. Good days give you happiness and bad days give you experience. So, you know, kind of paraphrasing with what our fact of the day is, you have days that bring you happiness. You have days that bring you sadness, but also give you
experience.
Right. So that's kind of even with anything you're dealing with. So watch your tears and tell us which eyes they come out and watch your days. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your days, you try to have more good days than bad days.
And you want more good days than bad days.
Definitely.
You know. But hey, them bad ones teaching, giving you an experience, a life changing, it could be a life changing experience from that day. So hey, you know, we all learn, we're learning every day. We're learning every day, but I like that though.
Yeah.
I like that.
They touch each other, but it's both very mm-hmm. simple. So, Queen, as we get into the show today, I've got a first thing. My first question is to you is, what do you think about the new Black Lives Matter?
Oh, on Railroad and Gang?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I seen it in the paper. I didn't read the article. I was just like, But you know, thank you. Just put it like that. Thank you. I was with one of my patients, and her daughter kind of read a little bit of it and was saying something about, something about the mayor said that's where that intersection is where both sides of town connect. So something like that, but I'm like this. And I done been like this since the whole, everything that's been going on. Even with all the statues coming down. Y'all weren't trying to take all this stuff down and put all this stuff out there before. What's the reason for?
Right. What is it proving? I'm definitely
like, are you just trying to stroke our egos, or like really, like what it is? Like, I say thank you, but I don't see what you added out. Like, I don't get it. I guess I might be lost. I don't know, but I didn't see it everywhere. Even the first one I seen, I think that was either in D.C. or didn't D.C. name a street Black Lives Matter? I swore I seen that on the news.
You got a comment that says, what is the sign doing for us?
That's my point.
Well, I think I have an answer to that, Court Clinton. What I saw up under the sign said, okay, I got it. So I saw the sign that said, Black Lives Matter, Tallahassee. So I think Black Lives Matter Tallahassee lets you know that this is an inclination of money being made. this is a profitable situation. Anybody that's involved in it is pretty much getting profit from this particular situation at large, because for one, we're going from these areas making these signs and we're naming them Black Lives Matter of a location. So when you do that, just like,
be just Black Lives Matter.
Or who gives a damn? Because we don't have to, if I think that the people are making money off Black Lives Matter is completely just making money off Black Lives Matter. If this is, who are you, I mean, who, why do we have to prove that Black Lives Matter?
It should have been that.
That's one of the hardest things for me to understand, but especially since we know that we're not the ones behind making this happen.
Yeah.
We're not the ones seeing any type of subsequent changes in law and government. Mm-hmm. We're seeing statues being torn down of history that the United States was built off. Don't tell that your history.
Yeah.
That's been your history for the longest. We don't care about that.
They've been trying to change the name of Dope Town Stadium.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's becoming stupid.
And it's becoming other stuff that's on.
It's becoming slaps in the face. It's becoming something that makes me feel like it only matters because now you got the spotlight is on you heavy. You're in the midst of an election season. You're pushing the agenda so hard that now we're saying Black Lives Matter Tallahassee.
Black Lives Matter Tallahassee.
Would you call it? Pandering.
Hey.
Hey, I mean, if the shoe fits.
Wear it.
Yeah.
Actually wear it. But I've been saying it the whole time, what the statue's going to do. You knew that the statues represented someone. Racism. Like, of Mississippi and all the stuff that they had going on. And I'm like, one lady, she would say, I didn't even realize that I was racist. Am I racist? I didn't know that Black people, this was actually happening to them. Like, really? You didn't know that this was, it took for George Floyd to actually die on someone actually recording him on live. Really, it wasn't live TV. It was actually someone's phone, but we made it live TV by posting it everywhere. But it took that, man, it's plenty of people that didn't die.
When George Floyd died, I think it no longer was about George Floyd. I think they started changing the narrative of this stuff in so many different angles until you have Black people being torn apart from their peers and things of that nature because one people are so one-sided in the situation. And at this point, if you don't understand, I'm not trying to explain it to you, I don't have the oxygen to try to get anybody to understand where there's fault in a systematic racist system. And if anybody continues to say this is just, it's cool. We're not trying to convince anyone any longer. What we need to be trying to do is gain the power we need to make us a successful people.
Yeah.
A strong combination of advocates, lawyers, teachers, doctors, a real community,
real community.
You know, things of that nature. But no, I think a lot of this is just continued ways to play on a people's conscience.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a continued way to make people feel like the things that they are doing is an example of goodness, when in actuality, if it was something you guys cared about, it would have been done a long time ago. Yeah, I don't know. I'm
rubber grip me.
That's true. That's very true. It no longer even upsets me because you gotta understand this is a psychological warfare, and this has been something that has been transparently going on in our lives every couple of years, every day. Period. We go through a transition of finding a new way to survive as a people.
Mm-hmm.
But culturally, we're pawns every few years in some type of election, in some type of scheme, in some type of medical welfare. We can get on that later, especially with this thing. Talk about y'all got to test vaccines on black people to see if it's real. You know, it's just so much. It's like
we all see all over.
Yes, and it really is really upsetting, though. It's upsetting to know that it's going on, but it's not upsetting enough to not know that this is a continued situation.
Yeah. It continues every so many years, over and over. Every decade is something new.
Correct. Correct.
But nothing never changes.
But the way that they, the angle is, they're doing the same thing. They're just doing it. And you got to realize that wordplay is important.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
The way they write up these things and the way that things are coming about, the wordplay of it doesn't change. It's just that they're using different words. Like what they're saying, their meaning isn't changing. They're just changing the words. There's nothing different. We're just allowing each different generation to get an experience of the same racist system that we've had before, instead of creating a country in a country.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a possibility.
Yeah,
we can definitely do that. We can always have a country in a country. And I think the scariest thing about that is that we go back to Black Wall Street, mm-hmm. and we see when those things were happening, when things were put into place, we're always victim to something. So we don't have enough allies, but we got to at least start with them. And with the psychological warfare, once we get the people to understand their power and who they are, it's much easier to make sure you guys are a lot more collective. Mm-hmm. Because it's getting people to see who they are and understanding who they are before we can actually get people to build a bridge. And make
and we have to know our history.
Right.
We have to know our own history.
History is very important.
It's very important.
I just thought it was hilarious when I
saw
the mural out there.
And who actually did? Black, white,
So if it was something that was permitted, you know, that's again, like I'm saying, it's a collective way to gain money off of things that happen to us. We're popular even in death. This is a sad thing.
That's
so sad, but we're popular even when there's murderers. We're profitable even in death.
Yeah, because they've been making a huge profit on all of these shirts, masks with his name, his picture. I'm just like, okay. Every person that makes T-shirts, all I seen was George Floyd's name.
Oh, the I Can't Breathe.
Because
it was like Eric Garner all over again with the I Can't Breathe. And that was terrifying to see it. But irregardless, we got to stop being played. So, you know, get involved, join into an organization that's helping build into children. Because if we're raising our children to know who they are and the power that they possess, it's much easier to have unbroken men and unbroken people, you know. And yes, definitely, Clint, money is the name of the game. That's why it's a profitable situation.
I did not know it said Black Lives Matter.
But yes.
Like I said, I didn't read the article. I just glanced at the Facebook this morning. And I was like, all right. Okay, well, here we go again. But
right.
Be here in Tallahassee.
And I mean, it's a lot of people extremely happy.
I guess.
I guess they think we are the people that we forgive more than any other race.
We forgive someone. So.
And seem to forget.
As I was raised, look, I forgive you, but I ain't gonna never forget. Yeah. It's always going to be in the back of my mind. Now, I ain't going to bring it back up, but it's always in the back of my mind.
Right.
I'll never forget. But
I'm one of those people who literally like to, instead of letting stuff weigh on my chest, I need to get it off my chest and just let it go.
Yeah.
Because if I hold on to things, then I feel like that's going to weigh me down anyway.
And it does.
Yeah.
It eventually does. It really does. That's why I don't understand how some people really like hold grudges against people for years and years and years. when they just see that person, yeah, they see that person, they just be angry. I'm just like, that person makes me that angry. This could have been happening over 20 years ago, and they still make me that angry. Like, you got to let that go. But some people, they can't.
Yeah.
Some people, they just can't let it go. But you got to learn how to let stuff go, move on with your life. I was always taught that that person still has power over you.
Correct.
They still
have a great deal of power over you.
You got to, like, forgive. You might not forget, but you don't let it hold power over you.
And then just take it for what it is. Like, if a person is showing you exactly who they are in a situation, that's the best way to learn how to deal with a person.
So, don't always
be like, because that too forgiving thing, us, we're always, culturally, we're too forgiving anyway, but we're not forgiving enough with our own people.
Yeah.
And that's the issue with me. Like, we know how to, thank you so much, Tyra. We appreciate that, Mr. Danger, Russ, and Ms. Michelle. I'm just reading your comments. And yes, we are so forgiving at the rate, hopefully. But I'm going to say this, though, Michelle, if we don't get better, with the people who want to continue to be that way, we're going to have to leave them right now.
You have to.
Because everybody can't go. And I believe that wholeheartedly.
That's what my grandmother always said. Everybody can't go with you. Some people are here with you just for a season.
Short term.
They just might be here just to teach you what you need to learn from them. They learn from you, and they move on. If everybody's just not able to go with you.
I'm going to hold it. I'm going to weigh you down.
Yeah. I know, especially with females at times, it's hard for us to let people just go. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to let people go so you can get to that next destination where you're actually supposed to go. And like you said, people can hold you down. You probably supposed to not be talking to that person a long time ago, friend, boyfriend, whatever. Like, you held on because you just don't want to let go.
Because you feel like you're meaning them more harm, more help than harm. But honestly, when you don't let a situation go, it kind of hinders you a lot more than it does helping you. What do you think about how the state of Florida is handling the COVID-19 pandemic? I'm going to roll my eyes without rolling my eyes.
I don't think we should have opened my door.
But I know, like you just said about the Black Lives Matter situation, it's about dollars. A lot of people are lost. Yes. They're thinking this is what government does when it's draining the government to continue supplying funds for their people.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to rush them back out into a pandemic that has not even been concentrated down long enough to even see how you can come up with a cure, whatever they're trying to do on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
On the front end, it's all about money. You can't let people go back to work if they're home with their children.
Yeah.
So we got to open back up the schools and send the kids to school so we can open up the jobs. And then what's going to end up happening? Then the whole country going to be shut down again?
Yeah.
Because I'm very skeptical about everything that they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical about everything.
I think a lot of us. It's so crazy because my daughter at her job, she worked at EO Replace, and she was like, I noticed a lot of the supporters of the president, those are the ones that don't want to really wear their mask. So she say a man and a woman came in, and she was just like, you know how Zoe is, mom, let me tell you about these crazy people today at this job. And I'm just like, girl, hurry up, I got to go to work. So she was like, Mom, she was like, this couple came in and they was just like, I'm sorry, we can't serve you guys. And it was just Zoe and another female, which I was like, you're an adult, but you're my child. If I need to go to your job and tell your owner, you need to have a male presence in here at all times with these young ladies. These are 19-year-old, these ladies are 19 and 18. They
Where is this?
This is at,
it's a fast food place or something?
The yogurt place. What is it? I can't.
Yogi or something?
The berry. Whatever.
Okay.
So they are on Blairstone.
Yeah, I know. So they got these young ladies down there working.
They work in the evening. So the couple came in, and she was like, okay, sorry, we're not able to serve you guys. You can't self-serve yourself. We can, you can go out curbside and sit outside, and we'll come out there and serve you again. Well, do y'all have masks for us to wear so we can serve ourselves? No, sir, we're not providing the masks for anyone. You have to have your own mask come in. And she said they made a big deal out of the whole situation. The guy went and literally served himself after they told him to go outside.
So they would have caught the police on them.
This is the thing. They said, well, one, the other young lady said, well, I'm just going to call the police. I'm going to call the police. So the white young lady, she said, well, he is the police.
Yeah.
I said, y'all should still call the police.
He ain't on
and
duty.
So my daughter, well, she was like, he do look familiar, and I think I have seen him in uniform, but she was like, she couldn't remember if it was a military uniform or a police uniform. I said, y'all still should have called the police. I said, but see, they tried y'all because they know that y'all was young,
yeah,
black girls, and they know that y'all wasn't of age. And y'all wasn't going to do much, and they just kept telling them to leave. So they went and served themselves. They wouldn't take the money. They were like, no, just leave. I was like, yeah, y'all should have called the police, and next time you need to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
But your owner needs to actually have somebody, a male president.
Who was there? Was there a manager on duty?
There wasn't. Zoe's the manager. She's the manager, yeah. She's one of the
so this like a teeny bop shop.
Mm-hmm. The yoga. Oh,
yeah.
New beer.
Yeah, they gotta have somebody.
They
do
I think a male presence.
Or they should lock their doors.
Yeah, and do curbside.
Mm-hmm. You gotta order it in advance because that's not right. That's for one. That's putting those children in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you anything could have happened, and you gotta go down to the yoga shop. And you know what I'm saying? Just anything, Queen. Like
anything.
They could have jumped off the counter, those girls. Anything, just because they were doing their job. But we have to remind our children once it becomes out of once they do against what you say, you step out of the situation. Because this is not your store. This is not your property.
Mm-hmm.
They can shut this bitch down if they want to.
I was like,
but you get out of the way.
I said, because anybody could say that they police.
Yes.
Anybody could say that they police, but she was just like, Mom, she was just like,
I hate to hear that.
Mm-hmm. She was like, oh.
They were completely taken advantage of.
And, you know, kids, her or the other young lady, they never been in a situation
mm-hmm.
like that. Never been in a situation.
And I'm sure their heart was being fast and nervous
mm-hmm.
because, you know, this was something new.
And did not know because, did you get the video that I saw she said?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I couldn't share.
The black boy?
The black man beating up the white
yes.
guy.
Oh, yeah, I saw
yes.
that. Oh, I didn't see your video, but I had already saw it yesterday. Girl, I was a happy nut.
That there, when I seen that white guy fight that black
mm-hmm.
lady like he did.
And he was like, he ran
like,
up on
like,
her,
like fighting her
low.
Like she was a male. I
girl.
Was like, hell no. And what went across my head, boy, if that was me and my husband, he would have been dead.
Yeah.
He would have been dead. He was lucky that black man didn't kill him. But just for that, I don't even think that the black guy even knew the black lady.
I probably didn't, but I don't even, he did enough for that particular situation.
Yeah,
trust me, that man deserved more than that.
He tried to break off that, but I was like, is he fight her
mm-hmm.
like she's another male?
Yeah.
I mean,
he wouldn't even
do it.
Thing about this, he probably wouldn't even do a male like that. It was a black woman he saw. They'd be feeling like we all weak and stuff.
That happened in Kentucky. It's on the internet. I've seen it on IG. Somebody posted it on IG. But I seen. I was like, no, like this here. But it's just so much disrespect. It
mm-hmm.
always been disrespect, but it's like to me, I think it's at an all-time high now.
It's different times. And Clint, to answer your question, we definitely don't think that opening the schools is good
now.
I don't think anybody really agrees with that, especially with the rate going up in that. And Michelle, you made a really good point. And it's always been like that for us. It's just another method of survival for us.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to be the people that keeps the situation calm. Because if we even raise our voice, the situation escalates
She's just an angry black woman.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm going Carly Hayes about mine too, sweetie. And he just, and that was back in the day. Oh, what was that, Time to Kill? Because, mm-hmm. Well, baby, what happened to him did not have passion.
Yeah,
and that was a true, based on a true story, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm definitely going Carly Hayes about mine, baby.
I just don't even want to have to experience
that, which is why I try to keep my chief tell them to just try to, you know, people are always looking to push your button.
Sometimes
you got to do whatever you have to do to make it back home at night. Now, when you make it back home, you can come tell me and we can go handle it. But I need you home. I need you to get
there.
I need you to get to me.
I don't need to be at no police station, no hospital, or nothing like that. I don't even want to think the worst when it comes to something like that. I told one of my patients when everything went down with the George Floyd stuff, and me and him was just in there talking, and he's an old, wealthy white man from Queens. And I was just like, and we just talking about all, and I just looked at him, I just told him, because I'm straight up with him. He said, I'm the only person that can talk to him the way that I talk to him. Because I told him one day, you is just a privileged, old, rich white man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand. I said, and I told him that day, I said, look, you would never understand what I go through when my child or my husband or even myself walk out my door and don't know if I'm going to come back alive. You don't even understand what it is when the police get behind me, even though I know my license plate is good, I got my tag, my brake light. You don't know what it feels like for a cop to be behind you, state trooper, whoever, riding beside you, behind you, whatever. You don't understand how fast our heart beats. And I said, trust me, I'm not the only black person that feels that. You don't understand when they get from behind you, like, you in the car, like, oh my God, like, is my everything, is my tail lights work? Am I getting my tail lights
on? And most of the time, you have zero knowledge of why you're being pulled.
They told me one time that I was aggressively changing lanes.
That was a
wow.
They come up with anything. So you got to be really, 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 really careful while you're out. Just be careful and continue. We don't want to have to keep teaching our children survival techniques, but we don't have a choice. The moment that we're born into learning our stages of how to keep surviving.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think about it, but you are. Because even when you tell your children, when you teach them certain things and they say, for instance, don't say, when you're in front of the people at school, don't let them hear you say too much about home, because they'll start questioning you about what you got going on in your house because of this, because you're black. They don't do it because they care. They do it because of who you are and what you look like, because we always have something wrong with us culturally. Our kids are not just happy people.
One of Rashard's teachers was like that at Conley.
Good afternoon, lady.
She was so shocked to know that the co-parenting relationship that me and his dad had when he was in elementary school, and to know that, what she said one day, she was like, oh, Rashard, you have a family that everyone participates in what you have going on. Like, if your mom can't come, your dad is here, or your granddad, we're just looking at her like, well, what you expect? Just because we're not together, we know how to co-parent, and our family gets along. Like, if Rashard knows that something happens, oh, mom can't make it, but it's another adult that's going to come to
right.
make sure
I
that
have
Rashard
a support
that we have. We do support each other. We do support each other. It's amazing, but I was just like, boy, these people.
Because they don't expect it that way.
But even some of the black teachers, they say, like, my son goes to BRS, even some of them were shocked with the co-parenting that we actually have. I'm like, what are you shocked about? Like, some people can't believe that people get that you and your child's father or your child's mother actually get along and these kids able to coexist with one another and stuff like that. Look, we're about teaching our children how to have relationships, even if you're with that person, not with that person. Mm-hmm. A healthy relationship makes your kids have healthy relationships when it comes to them being in relationships, friendships, and different stuff like that. So that was our main goal, to show them that we're able to have a healthy relationship with
correct.
One another. So.
And they need to see that, because for one, like you said, if they don't see it at home, how would they be able to maintain that mm-hmm. within their own lives, with their friends, family members that they're creating? You have to show kids what healthiness is. If we constantly show them what fuel is,
mm-hmm.
they always gonna be in a fire.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? If we gotta be able to put these fires out for these babies, we gotta show them health. And I think a lot of times what people consider healthy is I pay my bills, my kids don't see me a man in and out my house,
mm-hmm.
or my daughters
nice.
Right.
All of that.
My daughters don't see different men. I think that's just parenting. That's having ethics and morals. But healthiness is actually letting kids know that there's a storm, but there's something that comes after
that,
and showing them how those things can be adjusted for and built.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be that person that's moderating them and molding them to do that. You can't expect people outside of your house to be responsible for that.
No, that's not their responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you want to be the leader of your kids.
But if you're going to have them being,
you want them and the role model.
Exactly. But if you have to have them being in a situation where they're having to lean on other people to get those benefits, let them be. Let that be around a safe people who look like them.
Mm-hmm.
People who can let them know that it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to it just anything in general is okay.
Yeah.
If they have that safe space, we don't have anything to worry about. But the issue is that they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not providing that. But I thought we got it.
That's why we need y'all volunteers to come mm-hmm. volunteer with them, because it's kids in that community that really don't have it. And then those kids over there in that community, some of those parents are so young, and
yes.
they didn't have it. So we truly need y'all to come out and support the Link Up organization, not even just support the Link Up organization, because when you support Link Up, you support the community that's over there and what we're trying to do for those people in that community, because that's still our community, even though we don't live in that actual community setting, but that's still our community. So
it's a lot,
but to see those kids when we did the Link Up event, like when you said the little girl was like, "Y'all coming? I know y'all coming to feed us,"
and that's an expectation.
Yeah, like,
and
they,
I like
were,
that.
Yeah, they were ready, because they know when we come.
Yeah,
they already know.
And, you know, and so as long with that being said, I think keeping more involved in your community is always healthy and great. But if you don't have any involvement in your own children's lives, that becomes a community problem.
Okay.
So with that being said, have that open relationship with your children. Give them a safe space to where they feel comfortable enough to come talk to you about things that are going on in their lives, because they're too young to deal with these personal issues on their own. These are things that are much, much, much
mm-hmm.
more new to them. So with your guidance and your allegiance, you can definitely direct those children, and, you know, and it's definitely good for them to see healthy, unhealthy. They need to know what's going on around them. They need to feel what we have going on. It's important.
They really, really do. But hey, you know, guys, y'all come out and support me. So.
Yeah, that's right. And one of our Link Up counterparts, one of our board members, she just made a great point. We are not just limited to one community.
Nope.
Link Up has never been limited to one community. We move around.
But if you've been following us a long time, you'll know that we move around.
But, you know, in order to keep doing that, we have to have hands-on volunteers. And it's some really good perks to joining a nonprofit that allows you to be hands-on in the community. And again, I think it's a resume builder. You get that. community service, and you're also changing and saving lives. So if that's important to you, as it is important to us, you know, come tag along, hit us up. I think, again, I said several times in the beginning of the show, but our email address is 2015linkup@gmail.com. Hit us up.
I'm out.
Get that application. Get on board.
Get on board. It's fun. It's exciting.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff. We're a good community. We got a lot of wonderful stuff going on too. We got a lot of wonderful stuff coming up. So, you know, in order to kind of get that feel, you definitely got to come get involved. Get involved.
Yeah, some of y'all business owners, come show the kids. Get some of this. That free service that we need for these kids to change their mind.
Mm-hmm. Whatever your skills are.
And just showing them different things. And you got some of us that come from those communities that have really made a difference since you became an adult. You knew that this is my way of living as a child, but I'm not going to live like this as an adult. I want better for myself. I want to change my family history. I want to change the whole family history. Like, I don't need my kids that I'm going to have to be living like this. So, you know, you need to come back and show them, like, yeah, I was a person. I used to get in trouble. I used to do this. But, you know, look at me now.
And showing them that difference is important because, for one, I think when girls, especially little girls, you know, little boys, little girls, when you're grooming them to be who they are, if you show them what a healthy person is, they start looking at themselves differently.
Mm-hmm.
If you show young boys what a healthy man is, they start having different expectations for themselves.
Almost.
So all of that is a way to build up who you're targeting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to build these children up. Again, saving a child creates less broken men, creates less broken adults.
Yeah.
So get your hands involved. I'm telling y'all, it's a little thing. Teaching a child to cook, teaching a child how to sew, teaching them how
personal
to
hygiene.
Right. Talk on the phone, personal hygiene, teaching.
Yeah, all that.
Just little stuff like
you'd be amazing.
When I was in the Guardian Ad Litem program, when we was a part of LinkUp, that was kind of my off time stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But being involved in that let me see the difference in a child's life when you're involved in a child's life and you care. Because what my children were not getting or seeing was what it was to be who they are as kids.
Mm-hmm.
They just know that they were little black children. You know, they didn't know anything about their history, they didn't know anything about where they were from. They know their daddy. So when you don't know who you're from and who you come from, it's going to be hard to know who you are as a person. So I can start building into this child just by knowing what I know of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to know their history, but I got to get them prepared to know it, to want to know it. So if I'm teaching them about the history of us as a culture and how great we are and how rich our history is, that's going to make them want to know more and more and more about themselves because we are not slaves. We did not just come from that. We are wealthy people. We are kings, queens, goddesses, and we rule countries. We led tribes. We had gardens of Eden that would let float where food grew for miles and miles.
That
we ran our own lives. So
it's something that I need y'all to go get this. I need you to go get this book. I need you to go get this book, get this book, get this book. I've been reading this, and I'm just really on the first chapter, to be honest with you. But reading it, oh my God. You just got to read it. I can't even explain it, but this is a good book.
Tell them who it's by, Queen, so we can put that up on the.
This is a real good book. I hope y'all.
The Bible is Black History.
Black History.
Dr. Theron Williams.
Yes, so please, I ordered this actually off of Amazon. I heard Bishop Bernard Jordan watching. him on something, and he was saying that we should read this book. So I still ain't even started my other book that I was telling you about. stamp from the beginning. I started the audio version, but I stopped because I wanted to wait for the book coming. I didn't realize the book is thick, so I want to actually read the book as I'm listening to the audio version. But this book here is nothing but like 159 pages.
But it delves into the history.
It tells you everything. And if you go back and actually read the actual Bible and the different stuff, from the plague, that there's no way that white people could have the plague that they actually talk about in the Bible. That's what it says in this book. But it is good. Like, once I finish reading it, I can talk more about it. But just the first,
we're gonna do that with both of the books, because I'm reading one called The Chasm. It's by Patrick Irvin, one of our Freedom Chess trained people. I finished with my book. Queen finished hers. We're gonna come together and bring that to you guys. Again, freedomtrainradio.com. Plethora of books and knowledge that you can get and gain. Yes. But Queen Phone about to die, and it is our time. And we appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you all so much for constantly supporting us and being a support system. Queen, you have to send out words. What's your
thing? Thank you. Stay like minded, stay positive. When you change your mindset, you change your life, guys. Continue to do daily positive affirmations. Speak over your life. Speak over your family life. When I say your family, not just your family that's inside your house, but your whole entire family. If you got to call out every name in your family, speak over your family life. Mm-hmm. Speak positive words to your children, your family, just everyone. Like I say, when you change your mindset, you will change your life. And it's nothing but positive vibes. That's what I put today when I said, welcome to Show Me the World.
Positive vibes, baby.
And that's what we're going to work off of, is positive vibes. I know, because I have done that, and I won't be talking to you. So, positive mindset, y'all. Like, it to me is very important. I see a difference in my own life from me just doing meditation and just meditating on positive words every morning, doing affirmations every morning after I pray. It really does work. It sets the tone for my day. And I'm trusting, if you start doing it, have your kids do it, you'll see a difference even in your kids. So speak positive words, positive results. So
and with that being said, thank y'all for tuning in. We'll check y'all next Wednesday. Check us out. If you just tuning in now, you can check us out later on tonight on the audio. It'll be available for your listening pleasure. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Wednesday, the rest of y'all week. Signing off. Take care. We like you. We love you. Peace.